It is almost as if the schedulers of the 2018 World Cup wanted to get the tricky bit out of the way early. Even were the field stretched far wider than the 32 countries competing, it would be difficult to organise an opening fixture less likely to have the non-partisan picking a team and buying enthusiastically in. When one considers the prospect of the first game of the tournament, Russia versus Saudi Arabia, a contest that is between a sinister kleptocracy which suppresses opposition at home and sows havoc abroad, and an ossified theocracy which has just now gotten around to letting women drive, it is difficult not to recall the words attributed to Henry Kissinger around the beginning of the war between Iran and Iraq. It's a pity both sides can't lose.
Soccer is popular. Is very popular all over the world, especially in Russia.
There are those, there always are, usually in positions of power in sport and politics, who insist that sport and politics should not mix. This is disingenuous hogwash of the highest octane. One can no more separate sport from politics, especially at the international level, than one can separate the P's and O's from sport and politics, which would leave you with soot and lytics. Something inexplicable and meaningless. The very facts that Russia wanted to host the World Cup and was awarded it are entirely to do with politics, and politics of the grubbiest variety at that.
So the 2018 FIFA World Cup, ladies and gentlemen, will be organized in Russia.
Every country competing at the World Cup is competing for political reasons. The cohort of countries who have any serious chance of winning it does not, just so we're clear on this, include the hosts, even if they repeat the endeavours in pharmacology which have besmirched recent Olympics. But everybody, from favourites to no-hopers, are there at least in part as a component of a soft power offensive by their homeland, which has sent them hoping that they will attract diplomatically and or economically profitable notice at the least, glory at the most. When scrutinising the field for the likeliest political winners of the 2018 World Cup, the eye is drawn naturally to the contenders with most to gain, which is to say those to whom little attention is usually paid, in sporting or indeed any context. Iceland will be hoping to improve further on their extraordinary run at the 2016 European Championship, in which their team of unknowns, coached by a dentist, reached the quarterfinals, and their fans introduced a Viking rowing whoop into the lexicon of football chants. Panama have the even greater advantages of being largely unknown for anything but a canal and of toting no burden of expectation. Keeping their goals against column to single figures will be the stuff of miracles, but if they lay on the plucky underdog shtick with a trowel, a boom in tourism from artificial waterway enthusiasts may ensue. For neutral fans, the fun part is always the matches which look, to borrow the inevitable Orwellism, like war minus the shooting. One recalls Argentina versus England in 1986, 4 years after the Falklands, or the United States versus Iran in 1998, no explanation of context necessary. This time round, disappointingly, there are few such obviously combustible fixtures in the group stages, though Russia versus literally anybody from Europe could have some needle, all things considered, and if Egypt end up playing Spain in the second round, a few of Mohamed Salah's teammates are likely to enjoy making the acquaintance of Sergio Ramos. This is a personal grudge, however, relating to Ramos's wrenching of Salah's shoulder in the Champions League final, rather than a political one, so doesn't really count. Politically, at least, the 2018 World Cup is literally Russia's to lose, but a pre-tournament incident involving Mo Salah has been a reminder that it is not a victory that can be taken for granted. In the days before kickoff, the Egyptian striker was photographed alongside Chechen leader and Putin ally Ramzan Kadyrov, an unlovable ruffian whose human rights record is exactly the kind of thing Russia would prefer did not attract scrutiny. Such is the difficulty of hosting such an event when one is such a nation as Russia. On the upside, everyone pays attention to you. On the downside, everyone pays attention to you. For Monocle, I'm Andrew Muller.